This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Hi, and welcome to this week's show. Hey, I just wanted to say thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you've been enjoying the shows and the new bonus episodes and taking all kinds of comedy to share with you, my podcast audience. This week's show is another great one. I'm repeating one I did earlier on called Three Ring Circus. So this will be Three Ring Circus Part 2, where we have three headliners all entertaining you with their comedy wit. Now, these headliners range from clean to dirty, relatable, observational comedy to opinionated comedy. It's a lot of fun. And closing the show is headliner Jeff Wayne. That's right, Big Daddy himself out of Texas. I know you'll enjoy this show. He's a very funny guy. And in this particular set, he's a little opinionated and hits a little hard. It's not that clean, but it's very funny. Just giving you fair warning. Also coming up, one of the headliners we helped develop at Laughs Unlimited, he used to do a comedy school at my club. He was part of the book I produced on being a stand-up comic. He's a good friend and a regular at Laughs Unlimited for both decades that I own the club. Ladies and gentlemen, Del Van Dyke will be up later on. Very funny guy from right here in Sacramento. And then opening the show, our first headliner out of Los Angeles, California, very funny guy who also got his start at Laughs Unlimited, ended up being a big success in corporate comedy. It's Cash Levy. So let's get this week's show going. A three-ring circus. Our first entertainer from Los Angeles, California. He got his start as a comic at Laughs Unlimited, ended up being a terrific corporate comic, made his money doing corporate shows all over the world. Very, very funny guy. In this particular set, we have one of my wife Jill's favorite bits, the Sha-Sha bit, but you'll hear that in just a minute. But a very funny guy. I know you'll enjoy him. Let's hear for our first headliner on our three-ring circus show, Cash Levy.
A lot of good football games today. This year, I went to my first Notre Dame football game. It was great. It's a lot of fun, but there was this old lady sitting behind us singing the entire game, driving us crazy. Every time the band would play, she'd pipe up, 90-year-old lady, right in our ear the entire game, driving us crazy. The entire game, she's driving us crazy. I can't sleep anymore. I wake up middle of the night, she's hovered above me with a pom-pom. So I thought I'd bring the sickness to you people here tonight. You don't remember a word I say. One of you is going to wake up middle of the night. That's a sack of bullshit. I think the Shy Shy Lady should have like a greatest hits album. You know? KTEL presents all your favorite classics by the Shy Shy Lady. Now that was difficult. Give me a song. Huh? Duke of Earl? God, what century are you from? God. Ancient Egyptian music. Sing it now, Chuckle Monkey. What album can I find Duke of Earl on? Medieval Classics? And as I go, that's so low. Those are Duke of Earl. Yeah. Woo. Well, who's looking foolish now? Woo. All right, give me another one, and it better be a ditty like Duke Earl. Is that... I can do them all. What? Shake your bomb bomb? I think, honey, you might have come to the wrong club. I'm here for comedy, and I know some of you people are, and this woman, show us your penis. Sing us that song. The penis jiggle. I'm not familiar with that tune. What? Oh, it's a Ricky Martin tune. Yeah, like I said, I'm not familiar with that tune. I love this part of the country. Everybody likes country music here. Yeah, a couple of you. I bet you like country music, don't you, Morgantown? You must sit in your tractor and just listen good. Maybe you can help me. I just heard that song, Devil Went Down to Georgia. Yeah. Remember the Devil song? Down, 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 down. Great song, right? Remember Johnny's song? Chicken in a bread pan, picking out dew. Devil's in a hen house, no child, no. What the hell is that supposed to mean? The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. Bullshit, his song was way better than Johnny's. I demand a recount. Morgantown, what's chicken in a bread pan picking out dough? When was the last time you picked out some dough? You don't have much to say now, do you? So who works for a living here? Anybody? Morgan, what do you do for a living? You what?
I'm in the military.
Oh, you're in the military. Wow, I feel safer. He's out shooting paper bags. That's not highly sought after technical training. I don't know what is.
Hey, Beam, tell him what to do.
What in the world? They're heckling each other now. You guys don't even need me anymore. Well, the comedian left after about half an hour, but things got pretty damn good after that. What do you do, Morgan? You heard the man.
I'm in ammo.
You're in ammo. What do you mean you're in ammo? Oh, you work with bombs and missiles. I'm feeling concerned that this is the man I chose to talk to this evening. Couldn't there have been stockbrokers to talk to? This guy has missiles and hand grenades and such. At his house. How come he didn't throw that stuff at the paper bag? No wonder he likes to blow up squirrels and stuff. The man is very violent. He needs to be stopped. And I, my friend, saying, let's stop him now. So, like, what did you do last week? What did you make? Oh, you're on leave. Oh, you're on leave from Germany. Good. Well, maybe, you know, maybe we need you back there. Seems like there's some real stuff going on out there, and you're the guy. The squirrels would be a lot happier here. Whenever you go to Germany, the squirrels in Morgantown, they're like, I love this deal. It's time to kick back and relax. Give me another nut. Squirrels like have a big parade every time you leave. Your whole house must be under surveillance all the time. Squirrels up in the trees. Ooh, look at his old lady. Mmm. A little gravy on that turkey.
That was Cash Levy. I hope you enjoyed that. You got a chance to hear Cash interacting and kind of riffing with the audience. And also, one of my wife's favorite bits, the Shawshaw bit. Trust me, that'll be stuck in your head for a while. All right, as part of our three-ring circus, our second act, a headliner that got his start right here at Laughs Unlimited in Sacramento, worked for me over the years many, many times. Started off as an opening act, developed into quite a great headliner, does corporates, does special shows, still books Indian casinos around Northern California. He's a very funny guy. Let's hear for our next act, Del Van Dyke. Right now, the headliner, the star of the show, one of the best in the business, one of Northern California's favorite. You've seen him on MTV's Half Hour Comedy Hour. Let's hear for the star of the show, Mr. Del Van Dyke. Come on, everybody.
Well, how we doing? Why do people do that after they drink? Does it feel good? Would you do it after you make love? Baby, how was that? Saw the dumbest commercial on TV today. They have a commercial for frequent urination. They have a pill. And the pill has side effects. And the side effects are vomiting, headache, nausea, dry mouth. I'd rather pee on myself. That ain't no trade-off. And the second dumbest commercial is the Carl's Jr. commercials. The one with the hamburger dripping all over the place. And you know why it drips? Because they let little, skinny, petite models do these commercials. They need to let somebody overweight do this commercial. They ain't going to drop nothing. They'll catch it before it hit the ground. If nobody's looking, they'll dip their french fry in it. God kissed it, the devil missed it. You guys still party a little bit up here? Do you? I'm Sacramento, partiers? Yeah. You have a party so hard, you drive up to Burger King? I mean, hard. And you pay your money at the first window and just drive off? Dang, I'm still hungry. Have to go get in line all over again. It was your last $4. Can I have a sandwich, please? Anybody flying anywhere anytime soon? Where you going? LA, Southwest Air? What? She said, no. I don't blame you, man. Southwest is a great deal, but something's wrong. When you can fly for $39. Something ain't right. You up in the air going, man, this is cheaper than Greyhound. I hope we make it. There's duct tape flapping out there. I'm mean, I don't understand how Southwest can be that cheap, man. Because you don't get what you get. You don't get what you pay for on Southwest. That's one thing. Because you get bad landings. Man, every time I land at Sacramento International Airport. Yeah, international. Yeah. They got one flight to Hawaii and you still got to stop in San Francisco. But I always have a bad landing with Southwest. I don't know because it's cheap or what, but my landing is always like, and you're like, make up your mind. And you know how you finally start taxiing to the gate? You're like, we're settled down. Then you start hearing seatbelts unclick so people can hurry up and get off. Nobody moved. This little lady hollered out, y'all better hold on. We might be going back up. She was the pilot. You don't know what you get on Southwest. One thing you're going to get is food. They don't feed you. What do they feed you, peanuts? Oh, thank you, Miss Flight Attendant. I'm full now. Ooh, I'm ready to take a nap. You can't even open that bag of peanuts. You ever try? The bag is aluminum. You try to bite it and that pain go to your tooth, out your ear. So you sitting there trying to pull it apart, it's a workout. It's an isometric drill. You're like, ah! Ah! Dang, I feel the burn. And don't ask for the soft drink. They don't give you the can anymore. That's how discount they are. They give you that little plastic cup with 19 pieces of ice. By the time they pour the soft drink in the cup, they might as well gave it to you in an eyedropper. I'm cool now. My first tooth got wet. You know? And I'm ready to go back to sleep. And you know, you can fly across country with Southwest now, coast to coast. How many stops would it be, like 6? Peanuts? 6 bad landing and peanuts? It's a long time to be uncomfortable. And if I'm gonna be uncomfortable, I'm making others around me uncomfortable. This is my duty. I'm gonna find a way to piss people off. I'm gonna smoke a cigarette. Take this, Miss Flight Attendant. You ain't feed nobody. Oh, you gonna kick me off? Flight get too long, I might smoke a joint. Blow a big old hit in the cockpit all over the pilot. And watch how fast they find sandwiches. Oh, the party on now, huh? They pull a 12-pack of Budweiser out the black box. It was ice cold. But I did a little research on Southwest because I fly it a lot. I couldn't understand how they could be that cheap. Did it ever dawn on you guys how they could be so cheap? They use 30-year-old jets. 30-year-old. You ever ride in the little old propeller planes that they have? Like you take hops to Monterey, Redding, you know, Eureka, those little propeller ones where you get, when you sit down, they give you a leather helmet, goggles, and a leather jacket. You know, you're like, you giving thumbs up out the window. They are trying to hit the propeller. Pulling a block off the wheels. 30-year-old jet. Half of us here wouldn't ride in a 30-year-old car. But we'll hop our happy butts in a 30-year-old jet. Especially if it's friend fly free. And you know why your friend flies free? So you don't have to die by yourself. What else could it mean? You reach a certain altitude, your ears pop so bad, you almost have an aneurysm. Is that why your friend flies free? In case you die, somebody can identify you? They were like, oh man, that's my friend right there. Oh, well, I flew free. He won't need them peanuts no more either. I'll open them when I get home. With a can opener. Or a rock. I like driving. They say driving isn't safe. Or flying's safer than driving. I think driving's safer. Although it's a little more dangerous with the highways as fast as they are now. Because that I-5, man, you can go fast on that highway. You guys ever speed on that highway? You can't help it. If you go to speed limit, you get ran over. You go 65, 70 miles an hour, you'll see a street sweeper pass you by. We were going 95 miles an hour the other day, and we were in somebody's way. And they kept honking their horn and flashing the lights. We were in a slow lane. I'm looking back. What should we do, get in the bike lane? Get off me. It was the highway patrol, you know. That's a bad feeling. You ever speeding and know you're going fast and the highway patrol passes you by? Don't they come out of nowhere? And you sense them because you know if you're going fast, it's wrong, but it's fun. You're right? Like, dang, I'm hauling ass. This feels kind of good. But something ain't right. No. And they always pull in front of you, look in the rearview mirror, see you back there. And you watch him slap his partner 5. They don't give everybody a ticket. They just make you wish you had one. It's psychological. It's like, give me that paper. I'll fill it out myself. I did nothing to you. Where my license at? Oh, it's suspended. Y'all know the safest drivers on the road today are people with suspended driver's license. And you know who you are. Because you ain't laughing as loud right now. Oh, you got a suspended license? You real courteous. You stop 100 feet before the stop sign. Forget the right of way, you let everybody go. I ain't walking. I know the judge took my license, but I still got my car keys. Jingle, jingle.
That was headliner Del Van Dyke doing some of his material live on stage at Laughs Unlimited. I know you enjoyed that. The comedy bits about commercials is so poignant and true. I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for listening to this week's show. Keep an eye out for future bonus podcasts. And next week, we'll have another great interview of one of our comic headliners. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.